This is Earth and Sky. In the past century, there's been exponential growth in the human population near the St. Lawrence River, bordering Canada and the U.S.
There's also been increased participation in governance by underrepresented groups such as Indian tribes. That's according to the most recent report of an ongoing study called the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Study.
Henry Lickers contributed to this study. He's director of the Department of the Environment for the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, and he's a university-trained biologist. Lickers uses science and also the traditional knowledge of the Mohawk people to assess the health of his community.
Our problem was, whenever we looked at human health tends to look at what we call the death indicators. They look at mortality, morbidity, all of these things that tell you how sick you are, and then from the absence of them, say, you're healthy. And our problem was is that when we looked at some of these things using very big health studies, epidemiological studies, they all came back saying you didn't have a high enough mercury level, you didn't have a high enough PCB level, but you didn't have a high enough level in any one of about 175 different compounds. However, in the community, we saw a lot of different types of deterioration.
Deterioration in that community took the form of increased alcoholism, diabetes, and loss of language. More with Henry Lickers on a future edition of our program, We're Blockin' Bird for Earth and Sky.